Hey, this is a dictation for Mr. Kenneth Graham, K-E-N-N-E-T-H-G-R-A-H-A-M. Date of birth, 4/15/1974, date of accident, 11/16/2022. Date of service will be 11/22/2022. History of chief complaint is that the patient has had an accident on 11/16/2022 and has multiple symptoms and complaints. Especially chief complaints are severe pain in the neck, mid back and lower back, with radiation to the both legs posteriorly and anteriorly, as well as radiation to the left arm anteriorly and posteriorly, with difficulty walking. And the pain is shooting pain, throbbing, aching. This is the second accident. The first accident happened in 2021. He underwent a shoulder repair on the right side with Dr. Zoma. And spine specialist. The detailed history of a motor vehicle accident for November 16, 2022 is as follows. At 8 p.m. Approximately, the patient was traveling as a driver of a Cadillac SRX on 7 Mile and Van Dyke. He was traveling northbound on 7 Mile at a red light when he hit into another vehicle, which was a black truck that is moving at 50 miles an hour. His own car was not moving at all. According to him, he was traveling northbound on Van Dyke and was stopped at the red light traveling northbound on 7 Mile at a red light while another vehicle was trying to beat the light and was going eastbound on 7 Mile and hit into his car. His car made 360s spinning three times due to this head-on collision when this car ran the red light. He was taken to St. John Moras via ambulance. He was there for 12 hours, but nobody came to see him at all. No X-rays was done. He signed against medical advice. Next day, he went to an urgent care in the Grosse Pointe area where he had some X-ray of the lower back. It was not a hit-and-run accident. He did not pass out. Airbags did not deploy. He was not wearing a seatbelt, according to him. The police did arrive at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. He was taken to the hospital via ambulance. The history of the impact, patient report that he doesn't remember everything. And there was no chest trauma, pelvic trauma, abdominal trauma, or direct head trauma. He reports of having a neck whiplash due to the hitting his head into the headrest. The damage is reported is to the front end of his car, which is pushed in, but the car was driving drivable, although the radiator was broken. History of presenting illness patient is suffering from headaches that are located to front, back, right, and left temple vertex, moderately severe, 6 to 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they are almost daily, off and on, and they are sensitive to the light and sensitive to the noise. The symptoms of TBI reported are loss of memory, forgetfulness, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nightmares, erectile dysfunction. The patient specifically denies any dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, or ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, seizures. He denies confusion, disorientation, nausea, vomiting, blurred vision, spots in the vision, or loss of vision field. In addition, patient suffers from anxiety, sleep disturbance, and difficulty walking, weakness, and denies any subtle anesthesia, numbness, tingling, lightheadedness, fatigue, incontinence of the urine bowel. Regarding the pain, symptoms patient report that he is suffering from pain in the neck, upper back, mid back, lower back, in a continuous fashion as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, heart burning and aching, and they are from 8 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. The ADLs are affected 10. The pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, walking, and improved by pain medications, muscle relaxers. Patient reports that he is not able to turn his neck at all due to the spasm in the neck, and he also has a pain in the right shoulder, which is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. He is not able to move beyond 100 degrees of abduction at this time, beyond which there is severe pain. He can walk up to one-third of a block. He can sit with a slump to the left. He can stand for 10 minutes, sleep for 2 to 3 hours. He reports of radiation pain to the back of his lower extremities, to the both buttocks, both upper thigh and lower legs, but not involving the feet or ankle or toes, as stabbing pain, which is constant, and also he has a pain radiating to the left arm, involving upper arm and part of the forearm, but not involving the fingers or wrist or hand. The pain is described as numbness and tingling. All of these pains are 8 to 9 on an intensity level. Lower back pain is reported to be 10. So far, he has had only X-rays, no other investigation. No bladder bowel incontinence is reported, but muscle weakness is reported out of the left arm when he has dropped some phones and dinner plates. So far, regarding the treatment, he has been using tense unit from the previous accident massage, and he has also had a surgery for his shoulder on the right side, adductor zoma, and medications. And also he underwent some epidural injections. History of past medical history. Patient reports of following positive history, high blood pressure in the heart disease, anxiety in the psychiatric illness. Past surgical history, patient suffers from lumbar fusion and the right shoulder repair on 9/22. The lumbar fusion was done on 8/21 at Flint Regional Hospital. Allergies, none. Family history, patient reports that his mother is deceased due to blood clot in the leg. Father is deceased from antifreeze poison. Siblings are alive and no medical problems. Relationship status, patient is married and lives with his wife. Employment status, patient is unemployed due to the pain. And disability, none. The legal history, patient has JC Auto Law as the law firm representing his issues, legal issues. The patient reports that he drinks alcohol occasionally to relieve the pain, and he does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. He has a problem with anxiety and concentration, denies any homicidal thoughts, suicidal thoughts, or any sleep problem, mood problem, depression problem, self-worth problem. Regarding the ADLs, patient report that his work is completely interfered, ability to concentrate is 10, and general activity and sleep is affected 8, mood enjoyment of life are affected. 7, relationship with other people are affected. 6, in addition, patient further reports that the bathing, dressing, running, home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, and reaching into cabinets is affected. 10, feeding and cooking in the kitchen is affected. 8, toileting, 7, and walking, standing are affected. 6, the physical examination is as follows. The patient is a 47-year-old African-American male of a average build, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious, with no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia, and good, well-built, well-nourished, no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain. Faces are noticed. Mild anxiety is noticed, no lethargy. Good attitude, demeanor is noticed. Present hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk with a limp, slowly with antalgic gait while using cane from previous accident. The vital signs are blood pressure is 148/98, pulse ox is 93, pulse is 93, height is 5'10", weight is 165, temperature 97.5, respiratory rate is 20. The rest of the exams come from the template, including neurological exam. The musculature examination reveals a spasm in the and tenderness of the paraspinal muscle from L1 to L5 with no trigger points, 1 plus tenderness and 1 plus hypertonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 30, extension is 40, bilateral side flexion 30, and bilateral rotation is 35. Lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion 15, bilateral rotation is 20. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign positive bilaterally, Lerman test is positive bilaterally, destruction test is positive, Soto Hall test is negative. In thoracic spine, Bruce test and Slump test are negative. In the lumbar spine, Burdzinski Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive bilaterally at 35 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive. Brega test is positive and Kemp test is positive. The Babinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joints bilaterally are tender and iliac compression test is positive. Faber test, consonant test are positive bilaterally. Distraction test, compression test, tending flexion test are negative. Tendronberg sign is negative. The extremities examination, except for the right shoulder, all of them are negative. There is a three small scars for the previous surgery. Range of motion is limited to 90 degrees of abduction. That was also present before the accident. All the patients said he was able to move his shoulder completely normal. There is no motor weakness and no distal deficits. The reflexes are normal, and Hawking Kennedy test is positive. MPBHN test is positive. Speed test, near test positive. Anterior posterior apprehension positive. Drop arm test negative. Diagnosis. General V89.2XXT. R26.89, Z79.891, R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, M62.838, and ligaments M54.0, upper extremity, right shoulder M25.511, M75.110, M75.30, 75.50, S43.432D. In the spine, cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S43, S13.4XXA. Thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6, M51.24, F23.3XXA. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.12, F33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine, M46, S3.1 bilaterally and S33.5 XXL. Plan of care for Kenneth Graham is from the template. The treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy, please use the template. Physical therapy for the entire back and right and the shoulder. Right shoulder is ordered. Muscle spasm was noticed at the L1 to L5 and lower part of the quadratus lumbar. That physical therapy will be advised, and as well as to both sacroiliac joints. Disability for work and housework has been ordered. Medications: naproxen 500 twice a day, non-narcotic for anti-inflammatory. Allevil 50 mg for pain. Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day for muscle relaxation. Lidocaine gel 5% for topical pain relief. Narcotic pain medication, Narco 7.53, 25 every 12 hours, 7 days, 14 tablets are provided. Meds were reviewed, labs were reviewed. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referred to psychiatry, yes. For anxiety, fitness club, yes. Review available MRI, other imaging records, none are available. Interventional pain procedures, none are being recommended. But later on, we'll review. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, not needed. Alternate care casework, not warranted. Past medical records have been ordered, released. Investigations, none are being ordered. DMEs, patient already has all the neck brace, back brace, and he has a cane. And he has been provided with a cervical traction device and a cervical pillow also today. Education, yes. Weight loss program, yes. Follow visit in 7 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you. Oh, he's been referred to a neuropsych evaluation and also to an advanced ophthalmology because he complained of double vision. Thank you.